This is Minnesota Reads on Northland Morning. Minnesota Reads, produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Our guest this morning is Mark Munger. He's written the final chapter in his Finnish-American trilogy, Kotima, Homeland. And joining us as a guest host this morning is Finnish-American Mimu Samala, who has devoured all three books and brings to her reading of them a unique perspective.
The book is called Kotima, Homeland. It's a book about Finnish immigration. It's immigration to America of Finns coming here, and also another story about the immigrants in today's Finland and their struggles. Mark, what made you write this third book?
I'm not sure. No, I thought there was a little bit left to be told relative to Anders Alhamaki, who was the protagonist in the first book, Suomalaiset. And so I thought I'd never explored why did Anders leave Finland in the 1890s to come to the States. But then I also thought I'd like to explore today's immigration to Finland. So it's a past and a present story.
And it's amazing how you intertwine these stories. Those people who are featured in this book of today's Finland, they are descendants of the people who were featured in the earlier two books as Finnish Americans here in America. I have to tell you that after reading the first Suomalaiset and then Sukulaiset, this book is a perfect continuation to
that.
Those listeners who are not familiar with your books, I would really highly recommend reading all three of them. But interestingly enough, this Kotima, whether you have read the first books or not, you can totally get into the story. When you talk about Anders Alhomäki, the main character in this book, you're not only telling somebody's love story and the struggles that they go through as a young man who is trying to find their way in the world. You are telling an interesting cultural story, cultural struggles with not only by him moving to the U.S. Tell about the three women, a little bit of those three love stories. How did you end up coming up with that, those stories?
I had earlier explored a lot of his relationship with Ellen Gustafson, who is his real first love in many ways. And she was born in Duluth, and that's where he ends up in Suomalaiset. And then Sukulaiset is actually Ellen's story more than it's anything else. Ellen and her daughter, Alexis, or her half-sister, who she treats as her daughter. So Ellen was always an interest to me, and I bring her back in this book. But then, of course, I talk about his even earlier love for a gypsy young lady, a tragic situation that doesn't come to fruition. And there's also the story of Heidi, his final love. So all of those things are included in here, and parts of them appear in the other books as well. But I think you're right. This is really a sequel of character more than it is a sequel of story. So you can read this book by itself. You can read them in order. You can read them in any order you wish.
So you talk about early 1900s when Anders Alhomäki lives in Finland, and then his journey through Norway to the U.S., his struggles and life along the way. The other part is 2017, when Finland is celebrating its independence, 100th Independence Day, the anti-Muslim Jere Alhomäki in today's Finland, who is three generations removed from Anders Alhomäki, how he feels about today's immigration to Finland. That itself, your tone as you're telling the story, Mark, is incredible because it's very neutral. You talk how you can get into the head of Jere Alhomäki, this anti-Muslim, and then how you also are able to include an African-American doctor who lives in Finland and works at the immigration center there. How did you pick these characters for the book? I always think of you must have a map in your house, like you have these characters and timelines.
I do,
how
actually.
Do you do that?
I do actually create a character board, a big white board with little rectangles on it for each of my characters. And I try to make sure that, for example, if a character has brown eyes at the beginning of Suomalaiset, he or she still has brown eyes at the end of Kotima. So I do that. But in terms of where the characters come from, I mean, they've kind of snuck in the story as we've gone along. Janine, the doctor, is Alexis's daughter and Ellen's granddaughter or niece, however you want to describe that. But she appears only briefly in Sukalyset. And so her father is African American. Her mother is not. Her mother is Finnish American. And I thought it would be interesting to put her as a physician in a refugee camp in Finland, married to a Finn, Olavi. So that's how she gets there.
I can recognize some names in the book. You actually implement and put in real people from Finland and from the U.S. into the book. Mika Kuokkanen and Ninni Pojärvi, who have actually played live here on KUMD.
Great musicians.
Yeah, fantastic. Great Finnish musicians. How many of that kind of characters that are real are included in your books or
just,
in this book?
Just a few in this book. I mean, we have Mannerheim, who features in the historic part of it. He's a real person, obviously, and a few others. But basically, there's a few Finnish politicians in the contemporary side of things. The main protagonist, female Finnish politician, is made up. She's not real. She might be a composite. I don't know. But she's not a real person.
It seems like you have some kind of an inspiration from some local Finnish Americans whose stories are somewhat intertwined. What was your inspiration for this book?
Well, this book, I really wanted to get into the discussion that's not just here in the United States, but also in Europe, particularly Northern Europe, about immigrants and the new immigrants coming to Europe, and juxtapose that with historical immigration from Finland, from Germany, from Slovenia, where my grandfather directly came in 1901, and kind of try to figure out how do we navigate this new world we're in, particularly with dark-skinned Muslim immigrants who are a completely different culture, different language, different religion, and they're coming to a very Nordic, stoic place.
As you describe a lot of things about Finland, Finnish culture, Finnish music, food, and a lot of things that I take for granted as being born and raised in Finland, I realize how much work it takes for someone like you who is not Finnish at all. Just looking at the resources list at the end of the book, it is unbelievable how much work you have done to put this book together. What would you say, how do you work that in? Like, are you writing the story and then you go and research it? Or do you do the research? How does that whole thing work?
I pretty much start with the research, but then as I go along, if I come to a scene where, oh, I need some more information about this. The problem is you want to make sure that you're not dragging down the narrative, dragging down the fictional part of it. My friend, who's passed away sadly, Davis Helberg from Esko, a good Finn, he always liked my books because he said you can read history books to learn the history, but to know how the people felt and why they did what they did, you need to read fiction.
You, as a non-Finn, you don't have any Finn in you, really.
No, 3% Norwegian.
Yeah, which is amazing. Through these books, us Finns have a true appreciation for those who bring the story to life, which is you and your characters. What would you say the writing these books have brought to you? I see you a lot at Finnish events. You have now got to know a lot of Finns. What do you get out of this?
Friendships, deep friendships. Get to hear great music like you referenced earlier because I've seen those folks live. And an appreciation for, you know, the story of Finnish immigrants to the Northland isn't just their story. It's my grandfather's story coming from Slovenia in a different way, of course, with different culture, different language, different religious background. But in a lot of ways, it's a very, very similar migration. It's a very, very similar story.
Mark, I have to thank you for bringing these Finnish and Finnish American stories to life. And on behalf of all us Finns and Finnish Americans, I would declare you to be the honorary Finn here in the Northland. And I really, truly hope that someone will make a movie out of these, because this is a remarkable ending for your three books. And I know that you have told me earlier that you're not going to write another one. Is that true, or can we entice you to write another
one? Well, I do have a short story that involves a Finnish character from Pelo, but we'll leave that for later.
There you go. Thank you. That gives me hope. Thank you. That sounds like a Christmas gift, too. Just the thought of having another book from you would be a great, great Christmas gift.
We would like to thank our guests this morning. Mark Munger is the author of the final chapter in his Finnish-American trilogy. It's called Kotima Homeland. And our guest interviewer this morning, Finnish-American Mimo Samula, she has, as you can tell, loved all three of his books. And she brings to her reading of them a unique perspective. Thanks to her for joining us this morning. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.